Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, March 12, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Some positive news in the global fight against COVID. The Biden administration purchasing more than 100 million doses of vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. That's the one-shot vax. About 10% of the entire U.S. population right now has been fully inoculated. Another 20% receiving the first shot from Pfizer or Moderna, and now we have J&J on the way. Congress also approving the $1.9 trillion COVID spending proposal. The plan includes direct payments, $1,400 for millions of Americans, and extends unemployment insurance through the summer at $300 a week. That will certainly be a positive for many folks, but a big negative for the out-of-control national debt. Also, critics say vast sections of the COVID bill have absolutely nothing to do with COVID, like rental assistance and cash for teachers' unions. Some money in the package directed to public schools will not be spent till the year 2025. Next, the cancel culture claiming new victims this week. Cartoon skunk Pepe Le Pew, Dumbo the elephant, and Peter Pan all got canceled. Disney now warning viewers the classic characters are not suitable for children under the age of 7 because the movies contain stereotypes and some racism, which could be edited out of the films, correct? Also on the chopping block, Dove soap, the brand promising to remove the word normal from its skincare products. After the New York Times, which is the champion of the cancel culture, claimed the term normal makes some people feel excluded. Well, that might include me, but I'm not worried about it. Now, the Dove soap company is reviewing all packaging for incendiary language, like the word normal, which is kind of abnormal when you think about it. Finally, the city of Minneapolis bracing for potential violence as jury selection begins in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer charged with second-degree murder in the killing of George Floyd. So let's pray and hope that violence does not break out. In a moment, listeners sound off in the message of the day. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com. That's where we live. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let's begin with Gretchen, who lives in Lawrence, Kansas. O'Reilly, aren't all these laws, executive orders, etc., null and void when the person signing his name is incapable of making these decisions? Where is the doctor who can pronounce President Biden healthy and sound of mind? Well, Gretchen, you're making a number of mistakes. Number one, the American people elected Joe Biden. So he has power, and nobody is going to be able to take that power away from him. Not a doctor, not a nurse, not his wife, no one. It would have to be proven beyond all doubt that Mr. Biden is not able to carry out his duties, and that would take months, years, and a battery of doctors. So, elections have consequences, we all know that. Joe Biden is in there. He's governing very, very far left. Some are surprised, some are not. But the midterm elections may take his power away through the vote, and that'll be the next big thing. Charles is in Columbia, South Carolina. President Biden knows exactly what's happening at the southern border. The administration is trying to attract as many immigrants as possible and turn them into Democratic Party voters. Our nation should be able to regulate how many people immigrate to the country. Yes, of course. That's why we have legal immigration. And the Biden administration is boosting that number up. It's a little bit more than a million now. Get in here every year legally. I think it's going to go to 1.3, 1.4 legally. But you're absolutely right, Charles. The Democratic Party wants open borders because they believe the more foreign nationals that become American citizens, the more votes the Democrats will get. And that's probably true because the Democratic Party gives entitlements, gives federal aid. That's what the party's based on. And many immigrants need that assistance. Lena is in Key Largo, Florida. Nice place. Tiger Lily is a symbol of diversity, not racism. Disney cannot have it both ways. Oh, yes, it can, Lena. There's really only one way for Disney, and that way is to the bank. So here's what Lena is talking about. Tiger Lily is a Indian girl who helps Peter Pan in the movie, which has made billions of dollars over the years for Disney. Well, now some people say Tiger Lily is a stereotype. And Disney goes, yeah, that's right. We're going to have to marginalize Tiger Lily. But Disney's not pulling Peter Pan. It wants the money. Frank in West Islip, New York. Bill, your program should be nominated for every news Emmy out there. There is no better newscast. Well, I appreciate that, Frank. On radio and TV, we try to be honest. We don't try to be honest. We are honest. And we give you a straight look at news that directly affects your life. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 2020 was a very bad year for the entertainment industry. Music, sports, TV ratings all way down since the outbreak began. But the hardest hit was the Hollywood film industry. 2019, half of Americans took in at least one movie at a theater, spending an average of $9 on a ticket. Total box office sales topped $12 billion. Global blockbusters like Joker, Avengers, Toy Story 4, and Spider-Man made big money for studios. All that came to a halt last March, COVID. The pandemic shut down the movie industry, halting distribution of major films like Mission Impossible and James Bond. Movie theaters closed all over the country. Ticket sales dropped 95%, plummeting to levels not seen since the 1970s. Ratings for the Golden Globe Award TV show fell to historic lows this year. Viewership dropped 60% because there was really nothing to watch. The show was boycotted for lack of diversity, but just 6 million people could be bothered to watch the Golden Globes. Now, the Oscars coming up will see a similar fate. show is rescheduled to air in April to allow more movies to compete in different categories. Likely nominees this year include Nomadland, One Night in Miami, The Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. All of those films are released on streaming services. I haven't seen any of them. And here's something else you might not know. Despite the downturn, Hollywood is hoping for a resurrection this spring. Theaters are now beginning to reopen. And in New York and Los Angeles, you can catch a flick by the middle of this month. Biggest releases coming to cinemas near you: Godzilla vs. King Kong, Fast and Furious 9. You know, I missed the Fast and Furious 1 through 8. Maybe I'll catch Fast and Furious 9, but I might be confused. And also Marvel's Black Widow. Now, I, for one, am rooting for Godzilla to finally take home that Oscar. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.